Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm your host, Dr. Tremaine Clarity. This podcast is focused on all aspects in education that are happening right here in the Roane Area School District. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. We're glad you're here with us today.
Hello, Marcy.
Hello, Dr. Clarity. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderblom. Today we're talking with Lauren Cohen and Katie Smart. Let's go ahead and get started.
Again, welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. Again, I'm Dr. Tremaine Clarity, and I'm here with two great guests to talk about such a serious topic, and that is in the realm of gun safety. As we think about things that keep our students safe, we always want to put messages out there, and there's probably no more important topic right now than the topic of gun safety and our ways that we can continue to promote safety on behalf of our children and on behalf of our community. Before we get into the conversation, I always want to put this out there. Anytime you we talk about guns and it sometimes becomes very political, and that's not what we're going to do here today at the end of the loop of the soup. This is purely not about ownership or who should own. This is about safety, and this is about the safety of our students and access and ensuring that we have just the information and the tools and the ability to prevent access from our, especially our children, and to ensure that we just have the information out there that allows for safe gun ownership and keep our children, our staff, and our community at whole safe. So we're going to jump right into this conversation because the most important to hear about is our two guests that are representing Be Smart, and we have Lauren Cohen and Katie Smart. So let's jump right into the conversation. So as we're talking about gun safety, and can you just talk a little bit about Be Smart, the organization, and your role as volunteers in the organization? We'll begin with you, Lauren.
Thanks for having us today.
Absolutely.
So my name is Lauren Cohen, and I'm a Verona School District parent. I have kiddo in at Savannah Oaks and at VAIS. And gun safety or gun violence prevention is really important to me. And when I learned about Be Smart, I just felt like it was a really important message to share. And parents or caregivers in the school district are the perfect audience. So I'll let Katie talk more about the program.
Absolutely. Katie, thanks for joining us again today.
Yeah, thanks for having us. My name is Katie Smart. The program is called Be Smart. The fact that my last name is Smart, purely coincidence. A nice coincidence, I guess, but just a coincidence. I graduated from Verona many years ago now, but still live nearby in Oregon, so thankfully still black and orange colors, so there wasn't too big of a wardrobe change.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Here today, yes, of course, to talk about Be Smart. It is a national program, as you mentioned, to promote awareness about the importance of secure firearm storage, including both the roles that gun owners can take, but also non-gun owners. So it's not just about for folks who have guns. What does that mean? Everybody can take a role in keeping our children safe when it comes to secure firearm storage. I'm really glad that you mentioned that it is not a political program. It absolutely is not. It really is about the safety, keeping our children safe, keeping our community safe. You know, I think there are a lot of things that folks can agree on, even in a world where it feels like maybe there isn't a lot. But I think we can definitely agree we all want to keep our kids happy and healthy. I think we can also agree that we all have the right to make responsible decisions about how to protect our homes, our families, and our communities. And that does include whether or not you choose to have a gun in your home. And lastly, you know, I think if we can prevent even one child gun death or injury, it really is our responsibility to do so.
I couldn't agree with you more. Yeah. If this, anyone listening to this podcast, if it saves even one life, it's more than we can ask for, because, you know, our children are our most special commodity that we have, you know, as parents and as community members and as educators. That's why we do this, because we love and embrace every child that comes through our doors, and love and embrace our children within our community and beyond. And we want to ensure that anything we can do to make sure that they grow up in a safe, loving environment, we're always going to take those steps. So we know that Be Smart is an acronym, and can you walk through what the acronym means and help people get context to each of the pieces of the acronym?
Yeah, absolutely. So the SMART and Be Smart. So let's talk first about the S. So that stands for secure all guns in your homes and vehicles. So of course, this means locking up your guns so that your children can't find them, can't access them. Ideally, the guns are not only locked up, but they're also unloaded and ammunition is stored separately. An important thing I think to note about this particular one is that hiding a gun is not the same thing as securing a gun.
Correct.
You know, I think folks think, well, if I have it hidden, it's high in the closet, that's good enough. But, you know, we know it's not good enough and unfortunately can have tragic consequences. In fact, just July of 2022, we had in our state a six-year-old unintentionally shot a three-year-old. They found a loaded gun in their mother's purse while they were playing hide and seek. So, you know, things like that are awful and they are preventable. So that's why we really like to encourage securing the guns in your homes as well as your vehicles, because gun thefts happen and half of them come from cars. So we like to include that too. The M in Be Smart is model responsible behavior. So this one really likes to talk about, or we like to emphasize that the importance of secure gun storage really falls on the adults. So it's not relying on, you know, curious children to not access a gun, but really putting that responsibility on the adults. Kids often know where their parents keep their guns, and there was actually a study where more than one-third of children reported handling their parents' guns, and their parents didn't know about that. So, so again, it really is just making sure our kids don't have that opportunity to access guns, and so modeling that responsible behavior. The A in SMART is ask about unsecured guns in other homes. So this is a really great one if you have a child maybe going to a friend's home, or, you know, perhaps even a relative, just asking them before you send your child, you know, do you have any guns in your home? And if you do, how do you store them, or are they stored securely? You know, I know we're very quick to say, okay, are there allergies at play here? Will parents be home? Is there access to alcohol if they're older? Do you have pets? This is just another one of those safety points that can be kind of worked into that conversation. I know personally it can feel a little awkward the first time you do it, but it really does get a lot easier, and I think is a really important thing to include in that safety conversation.
Absolutely, it is.
Then we come to the R in SMART, which is recognize the role of guns in suicide. 90% of suicide attempts using a gun end in death, whereas 70% of people who survive a suicide attempt will never attempt suicide again. And so guns and suicide are, of course, a particularly lethal mix. And so if we can remove the gun or keep it secured, or perhaps, you know, even temporarily move it to somebody else's house that you may know if you have concerns about suicide in your home, that would be a really important step. There's actually a Dane County Youth Assessment. The last one was in 2021, but even some local data here in Dane County showed that 15.7% of high school students have access to a gun, and that 21.9% of high school males with some suicide ideations have access to a gun. So it really is being mindful of all of those things and the impulsiveness that kids can have. And so always keeping that in mind. If you are a gun owner, or if you're sending your child to somebody else's house, lots of things to consider, and that is certainly one of them. And then lastly, the T is tell everyone you know to be smart. Really try and normalize this conversation around secure gun storage, because I think the more that we all talk about it, the easier it is to talk about and, you know, to continue to find that common ground that we talked about earlier.
Absolutely. Everything you said in the acronyms is so powerful and resonates, but the stats are just mind-boggling, and they really are why we're here today. When I started to get this information myself from you and the organization, and also doing broader research, these steps are so crucial, and because the data doesn't lie. The data tells a real story of what's happening in our society, and if we can, again, take those extra steps to towards child safety, that is crucial. Lauren, I'm going to go to you from the parent perspective as well. And again, I thank you for being a trusted parent here in the Verona Area School District, and we hope that your students are thriving, as which is our mission. But here today, I'm thinking about your role as a parent. Can you Talk about your partnership and what we can continue to do as a district to support parents on this with this goal.
Absolutely. I am just really grateful that the district is sharing this information. I think coming from a trusted source as a school district is a great way to get to more parents. And I think that's really important. And so I appreciate that. And I hope, it kind of amplifies the T in SMART. We're telling a lot of people about this. And I know there's work being done in the schools.
Absolutely.
And, the work with the staff, but also the students who are learning how to be safe. And this is just really an opportunity for parents to participate and learn more and support the school. It's, our job to support the work that the school is doing to keep our kids safe.
And it's truly a partnership between schools and parents. No one can do it by themselves. And as parents, you give us the responsibility of taking care of every child that walks through our doors. And so we understand and embrace that opportunity, and also know we have to be accountable to ensure that we're partnering back and forth to create environments both within our buildings and in households that allow for student success, because it truly takes a community for our students to thrive together. No one does it by themselves. And so as we think about conversations, this podcast will get a lot of reach. How else can we continue to provide reach and make sure that everyone at least has this information to make decisions within their own house? Some steps to move forward behind the podcast that you would like to talk about.
Take this one. So some other ways that we spread the word about Be Smart. There are some parents who have shared it with an activity. If their kid attends an activity, they might reach out to that, if it's a karate studio or a dance studio or, the PTO, and do a presentation to the parents. So again, you're reaching another group of parents who might be able to actually see a Be Smart presentation, which is, a slideshow, about 15, 20 minutes? That talks about Be Smart, offers resources, talks about some more of the statistics. So that's another way that you can reach a broader audience. So I think we table as well and share information at farmers markets. Where else have we tabled? Kids' fairs.
Mm-hmm. Yep, at different school events. And so just really we try and reach wherever we can organizations that might have parents as part of them, which is a lot. So we do try and get the word out as much as we can.
Even your, faith organization, it's a great way to, again, just broaden the reach.
Absolutely. And thank you for that. You gave me some ideas right as you were talking about that. So we'll continue to make sure this partnership stays strong. I'm going to go back to you, Katie, and you talked a little bit about the powerful data around suicide statistics and relative to gun safety. Can you also go in a little bit more about unsecured guns and their involvement in school shootings and some data behind those? And it's real powerful data, but I just want to brace our audience to listen and learn. And it's not a scare tactic, but just real information that we desire will save lives.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And yeah, such an important topic that I think is on the minds of a lot of people. What we know is that in the U.S., 4.6 million children live in a household with a loaded and unlocked firearm, which was really a shocking statistic, at least for me personally, when I started getting involved in this work. I mean, 4.6 million in the U.S. with a loaded, unlocked gun. And so you're absolutely right. That can present itself then in many different ways. Nearly 2,100 children under the age of 18 are killed every year with guns in this country. It's the leading cause of death for children and teens now, surpassing even, motor vehicle accidents. And you're absolutely right. School shootings are a part of that. And what the research has shown is that 3/4 of school shooters have acquired their firearms either from the home of a parent or a relative. And so that's where, when we talk about locking them up, it is it's about protecting everybody. It's about protecting your own kids, and it's about protecting your neighbors and your friends and your community, and of course the staff at the schools. Because the statistics just, I mean, as you said, they don't lie. So whether it's the school shootings, the suicides, you know, unintentional shootings, it has these far-reaching effects. And so the simple act of maybe getting a gun lock, locking it up, can really make a difference in a lot of lives.
Absolutely, it does. You know, and so as we were preparing for not just podcasts, but our first meeting, what I noticed was that the information was powerful, and it was from the heart, and it truly from a sense of community. And it wasn't, you know, we weren't selling an item, we weren't selling lockboxes or selling things out there. But knowing as people get this information, there may be steps that they want to take to, okay, now what do I do next? If I don't have a gun lock, or if I don't have a gun safe, what are the steps that I can take to either of you? Mm-hmm. What steps would you give our audience of how to go about accessing proper, secure security, whether it's in the form of a lock or a form of a safe or things mm-hmm. that they can do in the immediate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure. Lauren, do you want to talk about the free gun locks?
Sure. A lot of people don't realize that they can get free cable gun locks at police stations, no questions asked. Some keep them right in their entryway. Others, you have to ask for the box. that's an easy way to get something immediately. Otherwise, you know, you can buy them on Amazon. You can buy them at a firearm store. For a range from $4 for a cable lock to, you know, much more if you're getting a locker. So it fits all budgets. That would be the first thing, is making sure that you have something to secure your firearm. And you asked about the next steps would be, I think, just continuing to spread the word and also talk about, not just with other families, but family members. You know, a lot of people are traveling for the holidays. Mm. They might be spending time at a family member's home. So, you know, picking up the phone and calling ahead of time and saying, you know, I know you have guns in the home. You know, are they secured? We're coming to visit, and I want to make sure that the kids are safe. Or if you don't know if they have them, you can just ask and say, you know, do you have firearms in your home? And if so, how are they secured?
Absolutely.
So really important. Simple action that you can take that doesn't cost anything, but to keep your kids safe.
Excellent. Those are great resources for our community. And if folks want to learn more about Be Smart and just continue the conversation in other spaces, or just do their own research, how can they access that?
Yes, I'm glad you asked. So there is a website dedicated to Be Smart. So it's besmartforkids.org. And they can always reach out directly to myself as well. I work with Be Smart throughout the whole state. I can share my email address is katie.smartwi@gmail.com. There's also on that Be Smart website I mentioned opportunity. There's a place where you can, request for more information. So that's also another place to go.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, not everyone's comfortable about having those conversations. So what advice would you give, like just getting that first sentence starter going, that mm-hmm. sometimes you just need a sentence stem to get the conversation going? What words would you put out there for our audience?
I do it via text.
Okay.
I do it, and I put the first sentence that I use is, I ask all families this question so that the family doesn't feel like I am judging them. And I just ask, you know, when my kid is visiting you for the first time, I ask all families if there are firearms in their home, and if so, are they secured? And every single person I've asked has responded, and no one has ever given me a hard time. It's always been either, thanks for asking, no, we don't have any, or yes, and they're locked in a safe.
Excellent.
And I would say, too, one other, I do the same thing. I think I use almost the same wording. We hadn't talked before this about that. But the other thing I have found that's helpful is if I have a friend coming over to our house, or my child has a friend coming over to our house, I will share with them, you know, we're not a gun owner, so, you know, the kids will have, you know, free rein in the house or something to that effect. And oftentimes the response that I will get then from that parent is, oh, that's great, thanks for sharing, we don't have any guns either, or we do and, you know, they're locked up. So sometimes you can even get that information by first offering it up yourself if you're not comfortable making that ask right off the bat.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Those are great, great setting stars and the right conversations to have. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it, all it takes is that initial momentum, and then you know, that's how change happens. Mm-hmm. So I want to take this time to, you know, thank both of you of giving of your time and the work that you've been doing to the Verona School District, and allowing us to have a great conversation to give information to our community. And just a reminder to our audience, the website is besmartforkids.org, or you can reach Katie at katie.smartwi@gmail.com if you have additional questions or you want to do additional research. Any closing thoughts as we close out for the day?
I think I would just say that sometimes when you hear about a school shooting, it can feel very overwhelming. Yeah. And you feel a little helpless. And these small actions matter and they make a difference. So don't be afraid to ask those questions. Make sure if you have a firearm that it's secured, because it's really keeping our community safe.
Excellent. Very powerful words to close on today, and that's going to conclude our time on In the Loop with the Soup on a very serious but important topic. And thank you to both of our guests. Marcy?
And I'll join Dr. Clarity in thanking you both, Katie and Lauren, for your advocacy and volunteerism. As Dr. Clarity said, your work helps make VASD a national model of excellence, and one where we maintain student safety as our first priority. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderblom. Thank you for listening to In the Loop with the Soup. We'll be right back.